So what would be your definition of productive work?
Now, that is a difficult question,
he said pensively, rapidly shifting to a more serious frame of mind.
It can be quite complex. I think even from a conventional Western perspective, this question can be a bit complicated. It may differ from one society to another, and from one culture to another. For example, a communist society might consider the activity of communist propaganda, indoctrination, and so on, as productive, while a non-communist society may reject these activities as unproductive. In fact, these activities may be seen as destructive.
He was silent for a while as he mulled it over.
So you are saying, for example, my morning hours spent in meditation and spiritual practice may be considered unproductive by Western standards? This, in fact, reminds me of the Chinese communist propaganda, where they extol certain kinds of hard work, but the activities of a monk are considered unproductive. Yet am I right in thinking that if, as a result of my study and practice, I then engage in teaching or giving talks or lectures on those topics or participating in conferences, that would be considered productive activity? Meeting with fellow human beings, engaging in conversations, and my teachings and lectures, these would be considered productive work?
Definitely. Teaching is certainly a recognized profession in the West. So if a monk is studying and meditating and yet is teaching other people, that would be considered productive work. For example, there are people all over the world who are studying all these very esoteric disciplines. Like they may study the life cycle of some obscure little bug. And that's still considered productive work because it's contributing to the general knowledge through teaching or writing articles. So if you are applying your morning meditation and study in the world in some way, then it would be considered productive work because you're actually implementing it. But it wouldn't be if you were a hermit and didn't share it with anyone. Just to be clear, am I right in assuming that you would consider solitary meditation to be a productive activity? Would you consider to be productive our example of a monk who is a hermit, who has little contact with anybody else, and spends his or her life just in meditation, trying to achieve liberation?
Not necessarily. From my viewpoint, there can be both productive meditation and unproductive meditation.
What's the difference?
I think many Dzogchen practitioners and other kinds of meditators practice different techniques, some with closed eyes, some open eyes. But the very nature of that meditation is to become thoughtless, in a state free of thoughts. But in a way, this is a kind of retreat, like they are running away from trouble. When they actually face trouble, carry on their daily life, and face some real life problems, nothing has changed. Their attitudes and reactions remain the same. So that kind of meditation is just avoiding the problem, like going on a picnic or taking a painkiller. It's not actually solving the problem. Some people may spend many years doing these practices, but their actual progress is zero. That's not productive meditation. Genuine progress occurs when the individual not only sees some results in achieving higher levels of meditative states, but also when their meditation has at least some influence on how they interact with others, some impact from that meditation in their daily life. More patience, less irritation, more compassion. That's productive meditation. Something that can bring benefit to others in some way.
Finally, a picture began to emerge. I said, so it seems that your definition of productive activity, if I am understanding correctly, is an activity that has a positive goal. Once again, the Dalai Lama was quiet for a long while as he contemplated the matter.
From my personal point of view, yes. And not only a positive goal, but even if you have a positive goal, if your activity doesn't actually benefit anybody, I don't know whether or not that can be characterized as productive or not. For example, a person can study a lot. Read. Now, you may be reading an awful lot of pages, but if it doesn't produce anything or bring any benefit, then it's just a waste of your time. Of course, although that should be the general meaning of productivity, it still depends on the context. But generally speaking, if your activity or work can clearly benefit someone, I would classify that as productive. So, briefly put, I believe that a productive activity must be purposeful in that it is directed toward a specific goal. In addition, it must be an activity that is beneficial and not harmful to the well-being of the members of a given society.